This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there as well. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me doing this. So anyway, the look, if you head to the website, I've got a brand new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things that you've been taught to hate. Right? I mean, and we know who's done it. We sure as heck, we don't do it to you. But all the things you've been taught to hate over these years, last 8 years especially, and you don't have to. It's really that simple. You don't have to. So read the book. Find out what's going on. It's not an expensive buy. It's not $25.99. Whatever. And then also the shirt behind me. You look off to, I don't even know what it's off my right shoulder or whatever. Hashtag Stand for America. And we have a couple different versions of it. You find it up at the store, therealside.com store. And when you're out there, when you're out about, I know some of you have written to me, you sent me emails telling me that you really don't want to wear the shirt and you kind of feel bad about it and you don't want to get beat up and all. You know, what's sad is that you're worried about getting beat up. That's what's really sad. And I'm not saying it's because of you. I'm just saying what's sad is you have to be concerned about being beat up. And I don't like it. I think it's wrong. But you know what? Stand up for what you believe in. No, seriously, stand up for what you believe in. Don't let them back you down. This is why it looks like at these town hall meetings. This is why it looks like. Right? It looks like that Donald Trump, the Republicans, the conservatives have absolutely no support. Why? Because some of the loons are out there, and I'll say loons, right? You can't ask questions of somebody and then start yelling at them because you don't like the answer. If you don't like the answer, ask them to elaborate on the answer. Tell them you don't agree with them and move on. You know, just being... Look, some of the people on the left, Tom Brokaw and a few others, have said yelling and screaming is not a plan. Being outraged is not a plan. Going and doing what you're doing at some of these town halls is not effective. You might think it is. It makes you feel better. It's still not effective. And then head up there again. There's an attack on conservative shows. There's an attack on conservative commentators. So if you head up to the website, you can find at Patreon. No, Patreon. Patreon. God, could they make it easier? I'm going to write them a letter. Tell them to come up with a name called Pay Us Now. That's a great name. That's an easy one. Right? Anyhow, you can support the show by going to Patreon. And you can find that, Patreon. You can find that on the website, top right-hand corner, just a minute before you go ahead and you give us your email address so that we can send you an email every week. All right, enough time on this. Garbage stuff. Not garbage, I guess. But enough time on this stuff. All right. So a conservative student is shamed for criticizing a diversity course. So now you can't even have an opinion of something. Let's shame them. So University of Wisconsin is at Superior student was threatened with violence on Facebook for publishing a story about the institution's most wasteful courses. student Jessica Murphy, working as an intern at Wisconsin's MacIver Institute. Oh, that's a great. I'd like to go there. MacIver. Where'd you go? I went to MacIver Institute. Anyway, going to MacIver Institute exposed five of the most wasteful classes offered at the university. It highlighted one course known as Teaching for Social Justice, taught at the State Superior Campus. One of the main goals of the course is for students to reflect on their privilege and marginalization. Students also review how meritocracy and the American dream is a myth. Well, see, I would say the same thing. That's wasted. That's a wasted course. You're wasting taxpayer dollars because it's not a myth. The American dream is not a myth. It's only a myth if you sit on the couch, wait to collect your check, which your channel changer, on the other hand. Then it's a myth. And you know what? You can write an attack and do whatever you want with me. I've had enough people on the show that have got themselves out of the projects. People of color. People who came here can barely speak English, but they got their citizenship, they learned how to speak English, and now they have thriving businesses. So the American dream is still here. It's just not here for the people on the left because it's not handed out the way they want it. Now, Murphy explained in her article, noting that all five courses contain themes that degrade capitalism, praise Marxism, and encourage a social justice warrior ideology. All of those things do not work in our society. In response, however, professor figures, Sarah LaChance, who teaches UW Superior's Teaching for Social Justice course, posted the article to her Facebook, writing, "Check it out, comrades," as several of her colleagues and friends responded by mocking Murphy and offering to punch her in the face. Why do they still have jobs? I'm not joking. I'm just serious. Why do we allow... Now, I'm okay with freedom of speech, right? Not freedom of violence. You guys accuse me all the time. Why doesn't this bother you? You accuse me all the time of being violent, of being a violent type of person because I don't agree with things. I have never on this show said, because you don't agree with something, you have a right to go punch somebody in the face. You have a right to go beat them up. The only time I have pushed violence or said violence is okay is, as I told you earlier tonight, is if you're playing around with a young person. Yeah, if you're sexually abusing or assaulting a young child, you got a problem. But for teachers, professors, because they didn't like something a conservative person said, they're offering to punch them in their face. Don't you love that? Anyway, I could punch her in the face for you. I can be an academic and respect my upbringing from the barrio, commented Randy Rose Farrow, who appears to be a student at UW. Another little Chance Adams friend. You will not know what she said if you don't come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. Got a lot more after the break. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
We are back.
I'm the crack. I'm gonna get free.
And, boy, this has been one of those nights. This time where we should have paid for Julio. You know, look at him. Have you seen his picture? He's like a Rico Suave kind of guy. I'm like an elephant with five legs, but whatever. Hey, did you hear? I don't know if you heard this. Although my bride is way too young for this, but they actually put up for auction the floor that the original...
Saturday Night Fever,
right? I mean, first of all...
Are you getting it?
Yeah, I put my bid in. I think I was outbid, right? Anyway.
It'll go in the living room.
Whose living room?
Ours.
Yeah. I got news for you. I don't think so. But, no, it was really funny. Let's see. Is that?
Oh,
That's right. We're going to bring the floor into the studio. I'm looking at the floor now. And don't. What are you doing? So, the funny thing about all of this is that they that floor. What was that? What was that movie in the 70s? Mid 70s? So they've had that floor out, hiding in the basement somewhere, for 40 years. 40 plus years.
We call that an investment.
And is that what they call that?
Yes.
I call that junk in the basement I'm trying to get rid of. Now, you know what happened, right? Because that building's been closed. That place has been closed down for years. And somebody who bought the building probably came across it and said, hey, you know what that is? We might be able to pick up a few bucks for this.
You know, this thing's going to electrocute me one of these days.
Because it's wires. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Yeah, we'll get shut down for that one, I'm sure. Come on, you make fun of him, you have to get shut down or something. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's finish up with the, again, the, you know, you've got a young man, young woman, I don't even know what it was, what she was, he was, at the University of Wisconsin, that decided that the diversity class didn't make any sense. And the reason it was is, you know, here's your taxpayer dollars going out there. And the class was all about degrading capitalism, praising Marxism, which is a joke. I love these people who keep pushing Marxism without really having the facts of the truth. Or, matter of fact, they have the facts of the truth. They're not interested in giving them to you, though. And a couple of professors went on their mind, and even one threatened to punch in or offered to punch the person who wrote the article in the face. Isn't that wonderful? Another one of the Chance Adams' friends, Professor Chad Causer of another university, posted a screenshot of Murphy's LinkedIn profile pointing out that she's a South African. Well, what does that mean? Oh, she can't have a thought about this? Is that how that goes? Keeping up old traditions. What do you think? See, they can put this stuff out there. They can make these claims, and it's okay for the left. It's okay for them because they're so self-righteous. That's fine. But what somebody on the right does, it see, like this woman here, she's being beat up over it. It's really weird because, you know, here she is, a South African student that's a female, and she's fair game because they don't like what she said. I think it's a bunch of hooey, too, and I think it's a waste of tax dollars. And what's really funny is, it's capitalism is the reason they have the college to begin with. It's capitalism, right? I mean, think about how does a state get its tax dollars? Through capitalism. They're praising Marxism. What they don't realize, though, is under Marxism, they can easily be shot. There's no justice. Matter of fact, so they praise Marxism and they encourage social justice warriors, which in most cases would be killed under Marxism. So this Trump derangement syndrome really, really, really is pushing these guys over the brink. And then accusing her, you know, they always go for the slave thing, right? Apartheid, racism, keeping up old traditions. Yeah, that's it. The she's a young lady, so I'm sure she knows all about apartheid. I'm sure she was part of it. I'm sure she was taught it, right? No, she wasn't. So anyhow, I'm looking at the picture they have up here. So. Now, while Murfreesboro Campus Reform that says she supports everyone's right to free speech and to post what they want on social media, she just found it inappropriate and unprofessional for a professor at the university to suggest violence towards a student. Any of you guys agree with that? Because I do. Right? You talk about, you know, I always hear about how safe we're supposed to make the kids feel on campus. How, you know, they shouldn't have to worry about being hurt or assaulted or anything else. But here's a professor on campus suggesting that she needs punched in the face. That a student needs punched in the face. And we're just going to let that one go, right? Now, Murphy explained it, that her article wasn't meant or intended to attack the teacher or the professor, which is true. The article has nothing to do, basically, with the professor. It's the content. Now, if the professor put the content together, then, yeah, maybe you deserve the ridicule for what you want to teach. And again, this goes back to my conservative friends. This is your fault to a big degree. Why aren't you taking these positions at colleges? Why aren't we overrunning the colleges as conservatives? Why aren't we overrunning the colleges and making sure these young people are being taught properly? Now, rather than encouraging a critical discussion, which is what professors are supposed to do, what colleges are supposed to do, what they're encouraging is violence. Campus Reform reached out to the LaChance Adams for comment on the matter, and she responded by contesting Murphy's characterization of the Facebook exchange, saying that she never has and never would entertain suggestions of violence towards a student or anyone else. But we saw the post. They show you the post on the page. This is not going to. This will not stop. I'm not kidding, guys. This is not going to stop till you decide to take these places back over. This won't stop until we decide to take our rightful place in the education world. We haven't done it yet. And I don't feel like we are going to do it. It just doesn't seem like we want to step up and make it happen. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about a high school that has told its students, you know, pick a gender. This going back and forth, gender fluidity every day, not going to work. A student at the in Long Island, New York, has been asked by the school administrators to sign a contract confirming her gender identity after she has switched it two times now. The Valley Stream South High School student, born female, asked the school to recognize her as a male last year. However, according to the New York Post, the student wanted to revert back to female at the beginning of this school year because a younger relative who didn't know about her change was set to enter the school. My parents and friends knew, but some of my other relatives, mainly my grandparents, didn't know, she said. And I was worried that the relative would tell them, and I just couldn't deal with that at this point in my life. I'm Joe Basile, your host, Wilson. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Try a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to Real Thought on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-CHOW. I love this. 855-732-5563. Now, look, if you want, you know, this is, I don't really care. I mean, I'm seriously. But, again, we're told Facebook has shut the feed down. You know, I guess we were talking about gender fluidity, and it made them crazy. So, you know what? I don't know what Facebook is so afraid of. No, seriously. This is just me not wanting to beat on Facebook, but here's the deal. And I'm sure they're not listening, because once they blocked us, they blocked us. They have too much power. They just have too much power, period. This is why we broke up AT&T, because they had too much power. Some of you guys don't remember that. And they blocked us because you can't have open conversation with them. What, you guys on the left, here's what I don't understand, and you don't even call in anymore. What are you so afraid of? Why are you such cowards? You can't even sit down and have a quiet conversation with somebody where you're not yelling and screaming to talk about different issues. Why can't you do that? What are you afraid of? You might hear something that might change your mind? Because, you know, if you don't want to put up with the tomfoolery, if you think that we're just spewing garbage, then you know how a real conversation goes. The way you teach people is you sit there and you talk to me, and I talk to you. Right? And then... And then what happens is you may pick up something I said. I may pick up something you said. I may decide that something you said makes so much sense. And I need to start thinking that way or whatever. So I really don't get this. Think about the attitude of the left. Shut it down. If I don't agree with you, I don't want to hear you, I'm just going to shut you down. Where exactly does that work? Do you know what I mean? I mean, I'm not trying to be mad or mean or cruel or anything else. I'm asking you, where does that actually work? When does that work? This is why I say their comments about wanting, you know, I want everybody to converse and be open, and they support free-flowing and open speech. It's a line of malarkey. It's not true. we can't do. Look, head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. There's so much you can do up there. And, you know, we do our best to try to give you the information you need to get out there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We let this happen too, folks. We did. We let it happen because we allowed them to take the narrative. We allowed them to decide what the words mean. We allowed them to do all this. So back to my story, anyway. So the young, I don't know, I'm confused at this point. I don't even know. I'm talking about a high school that told a young lady, you know, pick a gender. Right? So the student wanted to revert back in the second year. She wanted to be recognized as male. Second year, she wanted to be recognized as female. That's because some other parents, relatives were moving up, and she didn't want her grandparents to know. Now, from the story, her guidance counselor agreed again to categorize her as a female, but then handed her a contract to sign promising that she would no longer switch genders while at school. Kind of real pain in the butt for them. It's a whole bunch of different rules you have to follow for the different genders. That's the other thing. I mean, how do you fix that? No, seriously, how do you fix that? If I got rules for guys and gals, if I've got certain things I have to follow for a guy and certain things I have to follow for a girl, why do I have to keep changing it for you? That's not fair. It doesn't make sense. And it's got everybody jumping on pins and needles or walking on pins and needles because of you. The student agreed but felt that she should never have been put in that position. They should have just supported me in my decision either way. Students should feel safe to figure their identity out no matter how many times they change who they are. Now, a gay female, again, with her original name, the student said that she is like, well, she's a gay female and she's a lesbian, right? Then she said she is likely to remain a woman for the foreseeable future. I just came to the realization that gender is not a big deal either way. She said people can think of me however they want. It's not important. When asked about the contract, Superintendent Bill Heidenreich said that the district fosters a positive environment that promotes acceptance and respect for all. Any allegations made against our administrators are taken very seriously, and we'll be looking into this. So, you know, I look at this stuff, and again, they say that you just can't do anything that somebody wants to do. You've got to have some rhyme or reason to it. You have to have some understanding of what it's putting everybody else to, don't you? Or, excuse me, or does none of that matter anymore? Seriously, does it not matter? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. I've been trying to get this story for a while. I think I can still pull it off.
We've been banned again.
I've been working around that since you walked out the door.
Oh, my God.
It happened the minute you walked out the door. You know why? Because we were talking about gender fluidity, and they don't want it. The producer was out of the room at the time, but my tirade was about how the left is so intolerant, and yet they call us intolerant. They don't know how to have a conversation. You know? So, anyway, real quick, before I get this other thing, Hillary, according to Right Wing News, Hillary, there's been more emails that have popped up. Nothing major, nothing we didn't even already know about or talk about at one point in time. But apparently, she had even with all the hugs and everything else, Hillary's relationship with Mrs. Obama was not that good. You know, they had that stereotypical Hollywood admiration for each other. You know, kiss, kiss, hug, hug, stab each other in the back kind of thing. And, you know, she said a lot of nasty things. Mrs. Obama said a lot of nasty things about Mrs. Clinton in the early days. And then, you know, then they come out and everybody's kissy, kissy, huggy, huggy. About how great she would be in the White House. She wasn't, you know, early on, no way, no how. Now, an email came out where it said that Hillary Clinton had asked top aide in 2011 whether she should fly on a separate airplane from former First Lady Michelle Obama to Betty Ford's funeral. I'd be honored to speak, Clinton said in reference to Betty Ford's funeral. It's okay that we and Mrs. O take two separate planes. That's how much they loved each other. That's how much. I don't know. Maybe this was a racial thing. I'm just asking, just throwing it out there, maybe. She went on to say, an email has also revealed that Hillary is sending even more classified information through her private server, according to this report. But hey, no big deal, right? No, if the Clintons do it, it's no big deal. It doesn't hurt anybody. I've always loved that. Anyway, interesting how this stuff comes up. Now, she was whining about how she lost him just the other day. And she, again, this won't take the responsibility. So she's not going to take the responsibility for this either. Even if somebody shows it to her that it came from her server with her name on it, I'll bet you she does absolutely nothing with it. Because we don't want her to feel uncomfortable, right? So this whole thing with Kathy Griffin. I just love this stuff. I really do. And I know it's been beaten to death, but I'm going to beat it to death a little bit more. I'm going to resurrect the horse and then kill it again. What I love is in her speech. Here, let's see. Can I do this? Will this work? Yeah, maybe it will.
Griffin, I am really nervous right now. I've never done a press conference.
Hi, Kathy. You've
really
done worse,
though. Work. Feel free to jump in. And when I get nervous, I like make jokes, so I'm probably going to like stumble and stuff.
I love this stuff where while she's talking, the reporter's just hollering out at her. Now, see, Trump would go, you, out. See you later.
She's gonna make some comments, and then we'll do questions, okay?
I sort of have a speech prepared.
So let her talk.
My notes are by the wayside. It's all off the cuff. Look, I'm not afraid of Donald Trump. He's a bully. I've dealt with older white guys trying to keep me down my whole
life. All the key phrases here, because she's an older woman. She's been bullied by the Trumps. She's dealt with older white guys. Come on, think about all these catchphrases she uses. I dealt with older white guys trying to keep me down. You know, the white man kept her down. I didn't know she was black. I'm confused. Think about what she's... No responsibility yet still for what she's done. Doesn't really care.
Life, my whole career. I'm a woman in a very male-dominated field.
See? Oh, woe is me. By the way, oh, woe is me. Oh, woe is me. And, you know, in case you haven't caught it, oh, woe is me.
I love what I do. I love making people laugh more than anything in the world.
Yeah. Too bad. Too bad you weren't good at it. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time we're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, you got to be involved in the conversation. Like I say, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on up there on the website. And we were talking about Kathy. I know everybody's talking about her, but I do it different. Talking about Kathy Griffin, and she's not going to know. You know, Seattle left turns that around. They turned it around in such a fashion, like it's she's blaming it on everybody else but herself. Now she'll say, you know, I did something wrong. I went over the top. Yada 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 yada. But it's not true. She doesn't really believe that. Look at her eyes. Look at her body language. You know, body language experts looked at her clip when she was apologizing. And they said she didn't mean it. It was obvious that she was doing it begrudgingly. And so I've always said, you know, whatever. You can't beat your brains out with this. At least I don't. I get a kick out of it. I really do. They do something wrong. They don't feel like it was their fault because they're self-righteous. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. Like I said, 855-732-5563. Back to her. I love this stuff. Back to her interview. She gave the press conference, and she just had a whole different attitude towards it.
And I have learned over the years that sometimes when you do stand-up, and I've done it in a war zone, and I've done it at Walter Reed Hospital, and I've done it at Carnegie Hall, sometimes people want, you know, a joke that's out there and a little crazy. So regarding the...
Yeah, severing somebody's head is not a joke that's out there. It's distasteful, and it's ugly, and it's different. You hate the man. It's very obvious you hate the man. So that's what makes it so ugly. Not the fact that you were exercising your freedom of speech. That's not it at all. It's the mere fact that you hate the man. And that's what makes it ugly. Kind of like the same thing where they don't want to accept his executive order banning Muslims from some countries. Because, you know, he hates all Muslims. Like I would say, when we do it, it's wrong. When you do it, it's okay.
The image that I participated in, that apology absolutely stands. I feel horrible. I have performed in war zones. The idea that this, you know, made people think of this tragedy, to have been touched by this tragedy, is horrifying and it's horrible. Trust me, if I could redo the whole thing, I would have had a blow-up doll and no ketchup. You know, I make mistakes. I'm an out-there comedian. I'm an in-your-face comedian.
Well, you're an in-your-face something. I don't know about comedian.
But I just wanted to say, you know, if you don't stand up, you get run over. And what's happening to me has never happened ever in the history of this great country, which is that a sitting president of the United States and his grown children and the First Lady are personally, I feel, personally trying to ruin my...
There you go. No. There's the word. I feel. So she feels, therefore it must be true. Because they have spoken out against it. Right? There's consequences for what you do. There's consequences on elections. There's consequences for what you do.
My life forever. Forever. You guys know him. He's never going to stop. I know him. Let me talk to like a camera like I'm talking to him. And I might make a couple jokes because I'm super nervous.
No, that you know, because it worked out so well for you the first time.
Everyone's pointing to their camera. I'll just, this one. All right. I'll sort of look in this direction. All right. So I know him. All right. So the Donald, it's me, the Kathy. If you guys don't know this, if you meet him, he wants you to call him the Donald, which I've always thought was the weird. And I remember saying to him the first time, okay, I'm the Kathy, and then went right over his nest. Okay, that was a joke about his hair. But I have seen eggs in it. Like, I think I've seen, allegedly, I am.
See, so she's taking attention away from... Do the, you know, look what she's doing. She's doing stand-up. Uh-huh. What are you doing stand-up for? Make the apology for what you did, because what you did was wrong. Okay, yeah, you're exercising free speech. I mean, like I said, if I tried to exercise free speech that way, watch what happens. But it was wrong. This is just taking pressure off you, because it's all about you.
Teasing the president, because this is America, and you shouldn't have to die for it. The death threats that I'm getting are constant, and they are detailed, and they are serious.
Yeah. Because what you did wasn't a death threat. Nobody would take it as a death threat. Some of your fans, because you have whack fans, too. You see how they turn this into a me, me, me? Look at me. Look at what happened to me after what I did. Look what happened to me. Because I didn't... She said it. I didn't think it through. If I could take it back, I would.
Serious, and they are specific. And today it's me, and tomorrow it could be you.
I love this. When the conservatives were being blasted, when the conservatives were losing their jobs, when commentators were being taken off the air, shows were being shut down, when the SEIU forced Glenn Beck out of Fox, that was all okay. You guys were okay with that. You call Hannity a hater. This is what's causing the rift in this country. Not Donald Trump. It's because the left was making so much progress in moving us towards socialism. And now you can't stand it. You can't understand it. You can't understand why the rest of the people don't think like you. This is a problem. And it ain't necessarily with the right. Yeah, there's people on the right that have issues. But this thing here, listen to her. It's everybody else's fault but hers. It's not the left's fault. The Democrats don't have an issue. Liberals don't have an issue. It's all the right's fault. Don't you understand it? And with any other situation, this would be a sickness. But because it's liberals, it's not, right?
So, yeah, I'm an obnoxious comedian. I'm not the most famous person in the world. I'm just standing here with Lisa. I have an amazing First Amendment attorney, Alan Isaacman. If you're not familiar with his work, he won the landmark case, The People versus Larry Flint. I believe so passionately about this. If I don't stand up and say this, I'm afraid there's going to be some 12-year-old nerdy girl like me in Forest Park, Illinois, who's going to maybe be watching me to see what I do. And this bully and this president, of all people, is going to come after me? He picked...
Coming after her. Kathy, you started this fight. You scared the crap out of his little son. You started this fight. You gave no thought as to what you were doing. You know, it's that whole thing, if I can, I'm going to. And Jim Carrey backed her up. This is why I say to you conservatives, don't buy his movies. Don't put money in his pocket.
The wrong redhead, and he's sort of a redhead.
He should have picked Lucille Ball, you know, and it would have been much funnier.
Well, it's sort of like a parfait cup sometimes. I mean, there's like a red and then a yellow, and I don't know. I think Melania does a lot of nice and easy. I don't know, but maybe she doesn't. The point.
So she's mad that they're bullying her, and she's sitting here making fun of them. That's okay. See what I mean? You see the hypocrisy here? That's okay. So it doesn't. Again, like I said, it doesn't matter what the left does. It's okay.
I digress. So that's what I do, you guys. I improvise. I try jokes. My mouth is really dry because I'm so nervous. But I don't want this to happen to anyone else. I tour for a living. I love doing it.
Everything's drying up. I lost my job at CNN, and I've been turned away from some of the other venues I want to go to. Yeah, she's paying the price. I don't want to keep playing her because I don't want to give her that much time. But she got nailed. And she doesn't like it. And this is how it happens on the left on a regular basis. Now, the ladies of The View have the same problem. I don't know if I can pull this one off. I'm going to try, though. The ladies of The View actually compared Christian business owners to the Taliban. Can you believe this? Take a listen.
Isn't that kind of imposing your beliefs on your workers?
It's also a bit of a conflict for them to say this because you want to remove funding from places like Planned Parenthood that allows for family planning and decisions. You now want to remove contraception, mm-hmm. and yet you say that people that are poor, like Dr. Carr...
Family planning? Killing a baby in the womb is not family planning. I'm sorry.
Carson said, you know, people that live in projects and things are getting too comfortable.
Yeah. See the way they say that? This is the disingenuousness of the left. They do. People get in a rut. Now, he didn't mean anything else by that other than the fact that when somebody is paying your bills, somebody's taking care of you, even if it's at the lowest level of food and shelter and all of that, where's the incentive to do better? And don't give me that crap that every human being wants to do better, because it's not true. There are people that are perfectly fine living off the government. Now you could take that. I know some of you will spin that. Yeah, I'm talking about black people only or Hispanics or whatever. Yeah, well, good for you. If that's what you want to believe, that's your headache, not mine. But this is, I hate when this happens. You know what I may do for members only at some point in time? I may just do this stuff.
Continue on.
Yeah, but you'd have to be a member to get to it. We will talk about this over the weekend. I'll figure this one out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, head up to the website. Please, please, please support the show at Patreon. You know, we've got that button up there as well. You can go ahead and become part of the team, part of my politically incorrect posse. I'm going to bring that back, too, because that was doing well. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Have a safe, a great and safe weekend, because I want you back here on Monday. You've been listening to The Real Side. God bless.